KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny, breezy, hot, and humid today, a high of 91, with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Cass and area counties with regard to near-record highs and humid conditions today. Officials say weather more typical of summer than fall can be expected once again today, with unusually high heat and humidity for late September. Highs, which will be at or near records, will be up in the upper 80s to lower 90s, with peak heat indices in the middle 90s by this afternoon. So if you're planning on attending any outdoor activities or events, especially those participating in athletic events, should be cognizant of how the unusually warm and humid conditions will affect you. Take breaks from the sun and heat if possible, and stay well hydrated by drinking plenty of water. In the news, an accident at around 5:45 p.m. Friday in Montgomery County resulted in three young people being sent to the hospital. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is the driver of a 1994 Dodge Ram, 15-year-old Alyssa Catherine Kenny of Red Oak, and two passengers in the vehicle suffered unknown injuries and were transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. The trio was traveling west on 230th Street when the pickup truck lost traction and began to skid. When Kenny lost control, the vehicle spun 180 degrees and collided with a bridge before coming to rest partially off the bridge. The vehicle was said to be a total loss, and the bridge sustained damage that was estimated at $3,000. Montgomery County Secondary Roads Department has determined, however, the bridge is still safe for vehicle traffic. Deputies cited Kenny for violating the terms of a minor's school license. Montgomery County deputies were assisted at the scene of the crash by the Red Oak Fire and Montgomery County Secondary Roads Departments. An incident of alleged domestic assault Friday night in Stanton resulted in a man being arrested after he fled into an open field. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say 51-year-old Brian Keith Heitrich of Stanton faces charges that include domestic assault, second offense, interference with official acts, and public intoxication following his arrest just after 10:30 p.m. Friday. Heitrich ran from the scene of the incident in the 700 block of Center Street, but the canine unit picked up on his scent, and Heitrich was arrested soon thereafter. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday by Atlantic Police on Pottawatomie County warrants. Officials of the Pott County Jail told KJAN News on Friday that 43-year-old Jason Redler was wanted for sexual abuse in the third degree, indecent contact with a child, and lascivious acts with a minor. He was booked into the Pott County Jail Friday morning and held on a $15,000 bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports two recent arrests. On Tuesday, officers arrested 31-year-old Jacob David Otten of Audubon for driving while suspended. Otten was arrested and released on a promise to appear in court. And on Wednesday, 31-year-old Spencer Gordon Hewton of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, disorderly conduct, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hewton was transported to the Audubon County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports additional charges have been filed against two people who were arrested on drug charges, charges of manufacturing marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school and gathering where controlled substances are used, were filed against 39-year-old Nancy Beth Nelson of Audubon. The latest charges stem from a search warrant executed Thursday at 530 Leroy Street in Audubon. Nelson remains in the Audubon County Jail on a $35,000 bond. 30-year-old Dustin Douglas Williams of Audubon faces an additional charge of gathering where controlled substances are used. Williams was previously charged with manufacturing marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school and two counts of child endangerment. Those charges were the result of a search warrant executed Thursday at Williams' home, again at 530 Leroy Street. Williams, who was arrested Thursday, remains in the Audubon County Jail with his bond bumped up to $45,000. You may recall Williams and Nelson were also arrested September 15th at 1 a.m. following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near 130th Street in Audubon County. At that time, Nelson was charged with intent to deliver methamphetamine over 5 grams, possession of marijuana, 3 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and insufficient number of headlights. While Williams was charged with intent to deliver meth over 5 grams, possession of marijuana, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. A man from Woodbury County was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Friday afternoon in Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 58-year-old Mark D. Walterman of Danbury was driving a 1995 GMC Arrow when his brakes apparently failed as he was traveling down a hill westbound on County Road L32. The vehicle flew through a stop sign at the intersection with E34 before rolling over onto its driver's side into the intersection. Walterman was transported by LifeNet to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City for treatment of unknown injuries. The patrol says he was wearing his seatbelt. Elsewhere in the news, Maryland Republican Representative John Delaney is campaigning in South Carolina and Iowa this weekend. Delaney, who has announced he's running for president in July, is scheduled to deliver remarks in Audubon tomorrow for the Audubon County Democratic Party fundraiser. I should say he's a Democrat, not a Republican. On Monday, he'll be meeting with representatives and greeting Democrats in Council Bluffs. He started campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire last month. The 3rd District Congressman announced in July he would be running for the Democratic nomination for president instead of for governor of Maryland or re-election to his House seat in 2018. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has announced that this year's Halloween in Atlantic will take place on October 31st, beginning at 5:30 p.m. and ending at 7:30 p.m. City Administrator John Lund has said the mayor will most likely mention that at the next council meeting, but given the extreme importance of the issue, he wanted to get the information out earlier. Also, a masked veteran has completed his 330-mile statewide journey crossing the finish line at the Burlington Riverfront on Friday night. Joshua Jorgensen started his trek in Council Bluffs late last week as a way to call attention to veteran suicide and post-traumatic stress. Jorgensen, who is from Adel, says the toughest part of the run wasn't actually the running.
Dealing with myself for 12 to 14 hours a day out there on the road. Your mind can play some really funny games with you, especially in the heat and in the rain, and I dealt with both.
Jorgensen is an Iraq War veteran. He wore a gas mask as he ran to symbolize the struggles many veterans face every day.
I did this to show that you can step up and you can become a leader. You can get people to follow you in creating that awareness and get involved in local organizations, get involved with your fellow veterans.
It took Jorgensen 10 days to run across the state. Jorgensen covered between 30 and 40 miles each day. Jorgensen's a member of Team Fidelis, a national organization focused on the mission of preventing suicides among veterans. A few other members of the group ran behind every side Jorgensen during the final miles of his journey. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Lillian Mae Moore, age 80, who's formerly of Stewart, died September the 11th in Palm Springs, California. Graveside services for Lillian Moon will be today at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Afterward, a celebration of life will be held at the home of Brad and Nancy Moore at 414 Wildcat Court in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart has the arrangements. Brian Jorgensen, age 34, of Exira, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Patrick McGovern, age 85, of Austin, Texas, died June 17th. A celebration of life memorial service for Patrick McGovern will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Eleanor Laura Burkhart, age 99, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eleanor Burkhart will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Agnes Wagner, age 93, of Atlantic, died September 17th at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Agnes Wagner will be on Monday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. James Murray, age 85, of Irwin, died Wednesday. Graveside services and burial for James Murray will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gerald Wheatley, age 82, of Messina, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A visitation to celebrate the life of Gerald Wheatley will be held Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Rhonda Richards of Moorhead and formerly of Defiance died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Sioux City. Services for Rhonda Richards are currently pending. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.